KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high around 81, winds north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, construction is underway on a new barge loading and unloading terminal on the Missouri River near Blencoe. When complete, the facility will accommodate 240,000 tons of soybeans, corn, dried distillers grain, and dry fertilizer each year. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhook says the terminal will provide a new route for Northern Plains commodities to the Gulf of Mexico.
They have a design and intention to load a modest number of barges for the export market of soybeans yet this fall in November to December. For farmers in the western part of the state of Iowa, it really is exciting. It provides a new marketing option.
The farmer-owned new cooperative in Fort Dodge owns the terminal. Steenhook says the Missouri River is underused for shipping ag commodities, and the new co-op facility will help producers ship their product in a more cost-effective way rather than by rail.
The Missouri River could be more actively utilized from a navigation perspective, particularly for agriculture, whether it's exports for soybeans, DDGs, corn, inbound shipments for fertilizer. The inland waterway system just makes a lot of sense.
Steenhook says having the new cooperative's facility on the Missouri River could encourage the building of other terminals downriver in order to take advantage of using barge traffic to ship ag commodities.
The Missouri River will never rival the Ohio River, the Mississippi, the Illinois River in terms of volume of freight moved, but we do think it is a maritime highway that should be used more than it is, that could be an additional marketing opportunity for farmers in that region.
And that includes not only Iowa and Nebraska, but Missouri, Kansas, and South Dakota. He says initial phases of construction should be complete within 2 months. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning discussed at length the matter of speed limits to and from the new Shelburg Rock Quarry, located southwest of Atlantic, including a portion of 620th Street. Two of the three county residents who attended last week's supervisors meeting were present to learn what the county intends to do to try to mitigate the roadway safety issues associated with increased truck traffic to and from the quarry. After considerable discussion, including a report from County Engineer Trent Wolken, who suggested a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit on certain roads near the quarry, the board's consensus was to take action and establish a lower speed limit on the roadway designated as hauling routes 40 miles per hour and to place additional signage. Now, a resolution to that effect will be considered at their next session. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports also the state allocation for Cass County from the CARES Fund was a maximum of $162,735 for COVID-19-related expenses. On September the 8th, the board adopted a resolution to request reimbursement, subject to establishing the amount to be requested. In a webinar on September 9th, it was learned that the state is permitting a full allocation to be requested with the submission of the first claim. The board passed a resolution by Cass County to request reimbursement for eligible costs related to the COVID-19 public health emergency from the Iowa COVID-19's Government Relief Fund. Sunderman also presented an urban renewal report for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. Local governments are required to complete and submit an annual report showing all TIF activity or tax increment financing within each of their urban renewal areas during the preceding fiscal year. Cass County had one active area, and that is the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area. Sunderman reports $2.848 million of the original debt, both bonds and loans, was outstanding as of July 1st of 2019. The only interest paid was in FY 2020. Collection of TIF revenues, he said, would begin in fiscal year 2021. July 30th, 2020 ended with the URA and TIF fund balances at a combined total of slightly less than $30,080. Also, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet 9 a.m. today in an electronic session. There is a link to that session in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. On their agenda, in addition to regular discussion with regard to the manure management plan and COVID-19, is a presentation by Kimberly Dickey and Bo McGee with Next Era Energy. They're expected to provide the board with an update on the Heartland Divide Phase 2 transmission line. Officials have said once complete, up to 71 GE wind turbines will be capable of generating up to 200 megawatts of renewable energy. It comes with a 42-mile transmission line that would transmit the power line, a power that is from the wind farm in Audubon County, to a substation located in or near Adair. Subject to local and state approvals, the project is scheduled to begin operations by the end of 2021. Phase one of the Heartland Wind Divide project was a 103-megawatt farm that went into commercial operation in December of 2018. Conservation Director Dominic Johnson will provide the board this morning with an annual report, along with conservation updates and plans. And Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present the Adair County Supervisors with an agreement to purchase a motor grader, along with various project updates. The CAM School Board met Monday evening and heard from Shared Superintendent Paul Cron with regard to an extension of the summer lunch program. Late last month, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture will extend several flexibilities through as late as December 31st. Those flexibilities allow summer meal program operators to continue serving free meals to all children into the fall months. The unprecedented move will help to ensure, no matter what the situation is on the ground, that children have access to nutritious food as the country recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic.
And so kids will eat free for their paid lunch. They'll have to pay seconds or any extra milks, but that will run either until the funding runs out or until December 31.
Cron says the move helps parents and the district alike.
It also helps the families that are paying. It's a good thing all the way around, and then the reimbursement will help improve the lunch nutrition fund.
In other business, the CAM School Board Monday evening approved the Homecoming Highway Relay.
That is something we've done in the past for the last 3, maybe 4 years around Homecoming. We run a football. Typically, it's been from Messina to Anita, but this year we're going to go to have some parents support and start early in the afternoon, start at Cumberland, run the football to Messina, then run it to Anita, and we typically would deliver it for the Thursday night soup supper of Homecoming, but we're not doing that this year, and we are going to deliver it at practice.
Cron says the cross-country students participating in the event will be safe thanks to the efforts of the Cass County Sheriff's Office.
They will escort the runners down the highway so it's safe and people are aware of what's going on.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.